This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the things the House of Representatives has to deal with before members head home for their August recess is the niggling matter of student loans. The deal on the table, which has been a good long while in the making, has undergraduates borrowing at a 3.9% rate of interest, their parents at almost 6.5%. Among the many factors to blame for the delay in finding a compromise is figuring out just how much money the government makes off those loans. As always, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us, that depends a whole lot on who you ask.
You'd think that answering a simple question like, is the government making money on student loans, would be pretty easy. It's not. Why? Well, let's try it. Say we're the federal government and we loan $1 million to a bunch of students. David Bergeron is with the Center for American Progress. He says under current accounting rules,
we'd be making around 16 or 17 cents per dollar lent, about $160,000 to $170,000 on the $1 million.
Okay. And if we ask Wayne Weingarten, an economist with the Pacific Research Institute,
the federal government ultimately lends more money to individuals than they receive back.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad that's cleared up. Here's what the Congressional Budget Office estimated for the current student loan program, the one that's about to be replaced. They said the government would make $184 billion in 10 years. That prompted this from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
That's billions in pure profits.
But in another unofficial estimate using a different accounting method, the CBO said the government would lose $95 billion. Again, David Bergeron with the Center for American Progress.
The whole issue is how you value or assess risk.
The risk that you won't get your money back. So when the federal government calculates how much it'll make from student loans, it figures it'll get some from interest minus some people who default, which was 23% at last count. People like Wayne Weingarten don't like that method.
There are real costs that you're ignoring.
He says student loans are risky and the returns should be calculated to reflect that risk, the way a private business would make a loan. It wouldn't just factor in the default rate. It would include what's known as market risk, the idea that default rates can change.
The default rates on student loans go way up when the economy is doing poorly, as they did recently. And then they're low when the economy is doing okay.
That's Deborah Lucas, professor of finance at MIT's Sloan School. She says it's like pretending you're investing in gold when you're actually investing in lead. David Bergeron with the Center for American Progress says gold, lead, it was all the same to banks.
My response to that is when banks made student loans, they made a lot of money.
The White House says it has the whole risk thing figured out. It's also worth pointing out that estimates are based on projections 10 years into the future of what interest rates will do. We're having trouble predicting 3 years out. And what about how much the government has actually made in the past? Neither the CBO nor the Department of Education said they knew, which may be why part of the Senate compromise is to make them calculate it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.